Welcome to the Cynic Advent Calendar. I'm Callum Gordon and today is day 8. Celtic have been blessed with some incredible number 8s over the years, from the maestro Paul McStay to Alan Thompson with his penchant for Hundskelpen. But for me, number 8 represents one of my favourite seasons in recent memory for watching Celtic. At times, I feel like the collective support was so focused on reaching the 10 that we didn't fully savour some of the title wins that preceded that season. But for me, the 8 was special, not because of the sparkling football on show. It was, for the most part, a season of drab displays, but it was special for the last minute winners peppered throughout that for me are the absolute zenith of being a football supporter. A feeling of euphoria, an unleashing of pent-up frustrations that cannot be matched. Part of this is because I grew up watching Gordon Strachan Celtic, another side that could often make hard work of games, but which had a knack for snatching it at the death in a way that felt almost preordained. Whether it was Massimo Donati sclaffing it into the net against Shakhtar Donetsk, or Craig Gordon contriving to chuck one in at Celtic Park. It was the same Craig Gordon that sat stony-faced on the bench at Tynecastle that night in the 2018-19 season as Odson Edward popped up with a last-minute winner in Neil Lennon's first game in charge. All around, bedlam ensued, while Craig Levein looked like he had physically shat himself. That night felt significant on our charge to the 8, but none of us believed it was over. We are a support that has been conditioned to expect the worst. We have been raised on acts of genius against us by utter jobbers like Hugo Egeoc and Berg Kontemann. That's why, when Celtic travelled to Dens Park a few weeks later on the 17th of March, another Edward goal after a 1-2 with James Forrest felt so important. 96 minutes were on the clock when the Frenchman struck to send Celtic 10 points clear. Again, it was utter bedlam in the stands, utter bedlam in the pub that I was in. There are some last minute goals which bring sheer elation, but this felt mostly like relief. It was that same Forrest-Edward combination that almost definitely sealed it for us at the end of the month, as the Frenchman this time turned provider in the 86th minute. Forrest slotted home, sent us 13 points clear and put the Huns firmly back in their box. The 8 was in our grasp, not even Ollie Burke could stop us. In reality, it was done long before that. It didn't feel like it at the time as a collective anxiety gripped the support. But as the song goes, Scott Brown won the league at Rugby Park on the 17th of February with a deflected volley after a knockdown from Dedric Boyata. It was the first on this run of last gasp victories, but undoubtedly the most significant. A dagger to the heart of the bottle merchants from across the city. And title number 8, sealed by Celtic's very own number 8.